Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Nuggets News. Well, we've had a massive run since our last price update video just a week or so ago to hit that double top at around $69,000 Bitcoin. So we've had a bit of a throwback this morning. A lot of alts got hit a fair bit harder than Bitcoin. We're going to talk about those as well as whether or not this is, a midterm top or should you be buying the dips and that type of thing. So, yeah, we've had a monster run. This is the monthly chart of how quickly we've got from in the 20,000s to nearly 70,000 again, guys. So pretty much straight up. So we know that there's going to be some throwbacks and dips along the way. Crypto is volatile, but what we saw were funding rates. So the amount of money that people are paying to be long and to be leveraged long in particular, creep up on exchanges. So for this to be nice and healthy, you want to see it hovering around 0.01, and we got up to 0.1, so 10 times higher on a lot of exchanges. So that's one of the clues that you can look for always on different websites. There's plenty of places to get this data. And then obviously when that happens and we see these big dips and big throwbacks, what we want to see is a lot of those leverage longs get washed out and reset to be a more healthy balance of buyers and sellers. And all through this run through here, I was talking about how there was a lot of people following those big trading accounts, trading groups and so on that were calling for 12K, 16K, 10K, whatever it was. They weren't convinced that the bottom was even in. So all that was fantastic news for those of us that were believers, that we had seen the capitulation and the bottom and that were the timing was right, all those larger term cycle things that I've been talking about. And hopefully you've loaded up on plenty of Bitcoin, Ethereum, or your favorite coins during this time because there was plenty of time to do so. But let's just zoom in a little bit more and have a look at some of these levels, and then we're going to talk about the fundamentals as well. So that double top there around 69,000, and now we've got a lot of support around the low 60s. So here on the monthly time frame, we can see around 59 and 61,000 there. Zoom out a little bit on the weekly, and there's plenty of very similar levels. So all through here, all through here, this is where we'd be hoping to have a bit of a bounce to stay very, very bullish. But even if that doesn't hold, the next level down here would be around that 52,000. I think this is a level that's Kyle has been speaking about as well for those of you shorter term traders that have been following him closely. But the other thing we tend to see with our different technical analysis indicators is that on the shorter term time frames, we want to allow these to reset. So on the daily time frame, if we do have a decent pullback, that midline and the really deeper ones, those 30-40% pullbacks that we've got in previous bull markets, will go all the way back to the bottom of this Bollinger Band. So this will continue to move up, and it might coincide with around this low $50,000. I'm going to talk about why I think it's still a bullish market in just a second, but they're the sort of things that you're looking for on the daily time frame, as well as the relative strength and all that to reset. Zooming in even more, anytime we really get into oversold territory on the 4 hour in bull markets, that has been a decent place to get entry as well. So maybe a bit of a bounce here and then another retest or even a wick down to here, something like that, in the coming hours, days. It's even healthy if we do just chop around and form a range, and that's when alts can really run, as we've spoken about in previous videos. But particularly once Bitcoin has formed this range with the high and the low that it's probably going to chop around and stay in between for a while, if that scenario plays out, that's when alts can really take off. So when Bitcoin is drifting up again, but still stuck in a range. So there's not like new money pouring into Bitcoin per se, but the entire market is pushing in the right direction. So it's pretty hard for alts to break out when Bitcoin's having its first violent pullback. But we'll talk about what we do want to see in terms of the altcoin Bitcoin ratios in just a second. But let's talk about the actual fundamentals first. So whether or not this is going to be, a midterm, or as the bears are saying, a long-term top, that's it for now. It's a triple top. The bullish cycle's over, all those types of things, which I don't really agree with. particularly as long as we're seeing these types of numbers. So as Kyle posted in the group again last night, we're still doing these huge inflows into the Bitcoin ETF, so 400 million. Now, someone asked in our group, well, what does that mean in terms of the fundamentals if some of these big players, the BlackRocks and the Fidelities, are telling their clients that they're now recommending between 1% and 3%. So if we just do some quick maths, 400 million roughly a day at the moment, this is the pace that we've been around, times 5 trading days a week, let's call that $2 billion a week, times 50 weeks in a year, that's around $100 billion a year. So divide that by the total assets that these players have under management. So that's around 20 trillion. So 1% to 3% of that is anywhere from 200 billion to 600 billion. So at the current pace, to get their clients where they're now recommending, and a lot of the time they're managing this money as well for them, that's 1 to 6 years of buying at this current pace. So if they want to get the clients into these positions in the next few months or even the next year in during this bull market cycle, get them positioned, you know, this pace has got to increase something like sixfold to, you know, billions, you know, what's that, $1-3 billion a day. So that's all pretty exciting if it is to be believed what they're selling their clients and what the positions they want them in. It's still huge amounts of money. Now, remember, at the moment, very few of their clients are positioned this way. As someone else has always also pointed out and we've spoken about in the channel, smart money rebalances. So there are a few of these clients, the very first ones that got in, that might have got in at 40,000 and they had that max allocation of 3%, and now that's jumped up to the high 60s, so they might be selling some. So that starts to smooth out the curve a little bit, but in terms of the total amount of money, as I just highlighted there, it's still a tiny fraction, you know, maybe a few percent of their clients that they've got positioned with that recommended 1% to 3%. And there's always going to be that extreme case of the bell curve as well, where some people go, you know what, I want 10 or 20% in Bitcoin or in crypto as we get the Ethereum ETFs and other ETFs come on board. So all that is still a massive, massive tailwind, which just leads me to believe that you know, this isn't a long-term top or anything to really be worried about at this stage. You can see some of those numbers there just to back up what I've said. So BlackRock, 9 trillion, Vanguard, 7 trillion, Fidelity, you know, 5 trillion. So when you add up all the smaller fund managers and whatnot, you know, that number is probably well above 20 trillion again. But let's talk about altcoins and what you want to see to be bullish. So a good example here that Kyle and I have been speaking about of what you want to see is something higher time frame like the weekly chart, starting to put in that stair step higher of making higher lows and higher highs, okay, on the bounces. So if we believe that Ethereum is going to start outperforming Bitcoin, you know, this ratio is going to be trending higher. So that's what you want to see compared to something like I posted about yesterday, that XRP was attempting to try and put in a higher low as we're zooming in on the daily time frame. But that's obviously been tested again now. There's plenty of liquidity coming in, but we haven't got that stair step pattern up yet to confirm it. So you can continue to speculate if you want to try and catch that knife at the absolute bottom. And in terms of that US dollar price, this is the breakout and what we're looking at here in terms of the big wedge that it's been in. If we click on the US dollar price there. So we had a bit of a savage rejection. I think a lot of people were jumping on that trade, probably leveraged up. I saw a lot of people starting to talk about it on, say, Twitter and other YouTube videos as well. And so what we can see is that big rejection and the flush out of all the actual leverage positions. And then we have that bounce and take off. So it can have a healthy climb without that funding rate being high for XRP in this example. So just because we got rejected here doesn't mean that it doesn't still want to break out and it's finally going to have some bullish action after being years and years in this downtrend. So as we can see here in terms of the dollar price, yeah, it's been stair-stepping higher for XRP, and we finally got that higher high and people get really excited. But then again, a savage rejection at these two big trend lines for bigger picture stuff. And then we've been putting in lower highs again. So really coiling up. And when we see these multi-year patterns, they've got a lot of power and momentum behind them. So they do have explosive moves. And with everything that's been happening, my gut tells me that this does want to break out to the upside. So a really violent move to the downside would take us, you know, somewhere down here. And I don't see that on the cards. You know, we've got retail that are starting to re-enter. And as I posted in the group yesterday, XRP, love it or hate it, there's a lot of people that still love it. And it's one of those coins with a low price that's in the top 10. So when people log into their crypto accounts or sign up for the first time, a lot of people, you know, are going to do that basic math of, I don't have 60 grand to buy a Bitcoin or 3 grand to buy an ETH. And I'm going to do an entire video about this as well soon, guys, about where sort of retail money tends to flow as they enter the market. So this is something that I still think, yeah, once we get a bit of shakeout of the leverage traders and whatnot, this can still look like it want to break to the upside. But it's that XRP BTC ratio that you want to be watching for confirmation of this. You can zoom in on the lower time frames to start to get that stair step. We want to put in, you know, a higher low and then stair step and start to make higher highs for confirmation that that's going to start outperforming Bitcoin. The next one I want to talk about is just some of these meme coins. So they've been on an absolute tear lately, up 100% in the week, but they also have the biggest throwbacks, like everything. Similar to what I just spoke about, this low price, and I'll do an entire video on that. We have got a meme coin portfolio, but just again, to highlight, this stuff is super high risk and probably more for, you know, your gambling money or the really sophisticated traders among you. So hopefully that's given you an idea of some levels to watch on Bitcoin, what we typically see in different stages and the throwbacks of the market, you know, how to watch that RSI on different timeframes for entries and whatnot. But still really bullish with those BlackRock flows. And for more information, guys, to join the group, head over to nuggetsnews.com.au. But hopefully you've enjoyed that quick update today. Hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, share these videos around, and I'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.